Well, let me turn this to Russia, Stephen Cohen, because you said a moment ago that that Putin, or you said the Russian leadership, at least a big part of it, wants negotiations. How then do you explain the military incursion on Ukrainian territory, what we just heard from General Breedlove from NATO, what he called provocative overflights over Western Europe by the Russians?
I don't know how to put this gently, and I don't want to sound disloyal to the people who represent our countries, but we have had quite a few reports, and not only from General Breedlove, but from the Swedish and the British, about so-called Russian incursions that have turned out not to be true. And we've heard these for months and months, and now in the last few days, we are told that the Russians are doing all sorts of provocative military things. Unmentioned is the fact that NATO is building up its military forces closer and closer to Russia. Do we expect the Russians not to react? Can we trust these reports that we constantly get out of Brussels and out of Kiev? I think that these are the utterances of people who want to escalate the crisis. What we need now is a kind of leadership that sees war as so dangerous in the sense that it might bring in Russia and the United States that all the energy and all the public statements are directed toward negotiations. I simply don't agree with Andrew that Kiev has made a good faith effort toward negotiations or even in maintaining the ceasefire.